doing our country a service. It's a great commendation. I think you deserve to be commended for that. The Minister for Education really framed the issue for us, and it is that we don't have shortage of teachers, but then it's a deployment issue. And once after I answer your question, it is an appeal I will make to my senior, because I've done some work in his region, not in his constituency specifically, where I found out that what he's saying is true, that when you post teachers to these rural communities, they don't want to accept it. And where I sit, I get calls from people every time that, oh, can you help me facilitate and transfer from here? I want to come to Accra, I want to come to here, I want to come to there. That's a problem. And you see, the appeal I want to make to my senior is that as a member of parliament, he's a legislator. We can look at the policy of how is it that we are trying to ensure balance and equality in allocation of national resource. I think is you can help me, Samson. I think it's Article 36 and that directive principle of state policy that says that we should make conscious effort to balance this development between rural and urban areas. So if that is the policy, then you are properly seized with a legislative capacity to make policy in that direction, that government allocation of resources must prioritize rural areas so that these kinds of development that must be there, build schools, ensure that accommodation is prepared for people when they go there, some allowances is given to them, maybe their professional development also, there's a special regime created, an incentive to drive the acceptance of postings to those areas. Okay, so that's a policy situation that as a ranking member, you have a responsibility. So not all the issues are political. It is a practical issue that we must deal with. That's why we are leaders. And by the way, Sina, you are also part of the government, part of the branch of the legislature, you know, in that trio government structure. So you have a responsibility to execute in that regard. You see, Samson also... The issue about people leaving to pursue better economic opportunity is part of people's economic right. It is something that has been part of history forever. And so that is not an issue necessarily to say that government is doing this or is doing that. It's a question of people giving the chance. People will take a better opportunity if they can have it. So the issue is, how do we make education and teaching attractive? And it's a policy conversation with myself. Mm. I think the government has done well so far, but the practical issue that requires all of us to pitch in and just say that it has been a historical problem. People don't want to accept posting to the rural areas. And you ask a very important question. Is it something that we as citizens also must accept responsibility? Because if at the end of the day you've been given teacher trainee allowance, nursing trainee allowance, you have finished school, government has spent on you. In fact, one of the motivation for paying those allowances is that you will accept
exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So right now, the teacher association groups and all of that should not be looking to government. They should be looking to their group members and asking, you accepted to take those funding.
I think there's a great deal of fairness in this particular commentary. And as citizens, we must also embrace that. And so that we don't have these sections of society, you know, hold government to ransom all the time. That your training is being paid for. And immediately you are done. You are not even waiting for a day. You are looking for the next ticket to go and give that service to another country. That's unfair.
Yeah. So I think that we should look at it and how is it as a people we can resolve this issue. It takes a whole village now to look at this issue. Let's not apportion blame. And I think the minister was candid and honest in saying that our problem is not necessarily the numbers, it's the acceptance. And I'll tell you, I have seen it. I have seen it firsthand. I have videos. There's this organization I'm associated with, CDS Africa, has an initiative. I think we had a chat with the minister about this. Went to the Upper East, Northern Region. Upper East, Northern Region, and Northeast. And what audit we did shows that we have a school where there is only two teachers to manage from. In some cases, kindergarten or primary to primary six. And they are torn between, you know, the classes. There's a class we see it where the two, because there's only one teacher teaching about three different classes, they're all in the same classroom. And other classrooms are abandoned. So the point is a situation where we have to look at ourselves and look at the teacher associations and say, what can we do? What are the interventions that must come? And so perhaps as members of parliament, we can look at specific interventions that we can bring to ensure that we are able to ensure that teachers posted to these rural communities can go. I agree that we have teachers, but then they don't want to accept posting to certain places. And I don't begrudge them, but I'm only saying that when the state has spent on you, you have an obligation to the state to accept the postings that you are given to do that national service that you've been paid to obtain education for. So
right.
I think that the issue must be a social conversation and we find solution, not a partisan conversation.
Right. So, Dr. Christian Adepoku, fair to require of the teacher to also give their fair due to the state that invests in their training. But the question that arises is, make it a bit tolerable for them. You agree? Are we doing so?
Yeah, something. For teacher motivation, it is always a challenge. It has always been with us as a country. And I think the attrition rate, even though